座ってい
いですか。
逆です。逆でした。弟兄姐妹，复活节平安。
Brother, sister, peace with you for Easter Sunday.
感谢神，今天是我们一年一次啊，用复活节这个节日纪念主耶稣为我们复活。
Thank God that we have this opportunity to get together to celebrate Easter Sunday.
耶稣基督复活可以说是我们福音，我们所领受这个大好消息的最高的中心。
Easter Sunday is really in the highlights of our belief that Jesus Christ is resurrected.
今天有七位姐妹能够绝世，并且在众人面前见证，愿意接受耶稣的救恩，并且跟随主，这是一个大好的消息。
Thank God that we have seven sisters today standing in front of the congregation giving their testimony, accept Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord.
我知道我们当中一定有很多还没有信主的朋友来到当中和我们聚会。
I know some of you may not have known Jesus yet.
但是我求神能够在你心中多少借着今天信息也可以明白耶稣基督复活的意义。
And I pray here that Jesus will touch you during the message today, that you understand the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what it means to you.
并且我们欢迎你们常常来到这边和我们一起探讨神的真理。
And we welcome you to come worship with us.
如果你在每次听到不懂的时候，我鼓励你和我们的弟兄姐妹或带你来的朋友，可以问问他我们所信的是什么。
If you have some questions, I encourage you to ask the brothers and sisters and also someone who bring you over here, what does it mean for Christianity to us?
好，今天我的题目就是当纪念主耶稣已复活了。
The title of the message today is Remember Jesus is Risen.
这不是说只有每一年复活节我们才在这边纪念庆祝主耶稣复活。
It doesn't mean that the only time we remember Jesus' risen is during the Easter Sunday.
这乃是说，我们基督徒应该时常思想，并且让主耶稣基督复活这个事实充满我们的心。
It do means for us as a Christian that we will always remember Jesus' resurrection and also that the resurrection power filling our heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们是这样的基督徒吗？
Are we this kind of Christian?
我们先打开圣经到路加福音。
Let's open the Bible. Let's take a look at the scripture Luke.
24章1到9节。
Chapter 24, verse 1 to 9.
我想省时间，我一个人读中文，然后我再请杨坚弟兄用英文读一次啊，我来读。请大家打开到路加福音24章1到9节。我来读给大家听。七日头一日黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们就很惊怕，将脸伏于地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他们在加利利的时候怎样告诉你说，人子必须被交在人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来，从他便从坟墓里回去，就把这一切的事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。
Luke 24:1-9. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices and they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus, the Lord Jesus. When they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In the fright, the women bowed down with their face to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you where he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remember his words. When they come back from the tomb, they told all the things to the 11 and all the others.
那我今天的目的不是要按弟兄姐妹来思想这段经文的仔细的分析。
My purpose for today is not to analyze this whole passage for you.
但是我是要跟弟兄姐妹特别分享为什么我们应该时常纪念主耶稣基督已经复活了。
But I do want to use this passage to remind you why it's important that we need to remember the resurrection of Jesus.
你看路加福音20章第6节 特别记载这个天使跟这两个这些妇女提醒说，你们当纪念当初耶稣跟你们所说的话，所做的话就是说，他的目的就是为你们死了并且复活了。
So on the verse 6, you see the two angels remind this women that Jesus has risen, and this does remember us to remember Jesus, the importance of Jesus' resurrection.
我们应该让主耶稣基督复活这件事情成为我们信心的基础之外，并且如果你人生遇到什么逆境、苦难、困难的时候，你应该时常让它充满你的心。这是这句话圣经要我们清楚的。
So what this means to us is really that we need to remember the resurrection of Jesus, and especially when we encounter the suffering in this earth, that we need to remember what Jesus has done for us.
你看这几个妇女本来跟随耶稣跟随得很好，是不是？
You saw these women, they used to be very close followers of Jesus.
他们甚至于发时间变卖家产，离开家庭，跟随耶稣传道三年。
They spend the time, they sell their property, and they follow Jesus for the last 3.5 years.
但等到耶稣被钉十字架之后，他们灰心丧胆了。
But when Jesus is arrested and crucified, they are so scared.
他们至少还有一点良心啊！这位他们跟随三年的耶稣，神的儿子，现在被钉十字架，被埋葬的，放在坟墓里头，他们至少会想到三天之后，我来。
So even though they are scared, at the least they are nice enough, says, you know, after 3 days, I'm going to bring the spice to the tomb. But then they cannot find Jesus' body, so they are scared too. They said, "What happened?"
他们信心往哪里去?
They said, "Where is my face? What do I believe?"
两个天使在旁边，他们也想不到，他们灰心丧胆。
And the two angels beside them, they don't know, they were really so discouraged.
但是当这个天使跟他讲说，难道先前耶稣跟你讲的话，他就是要为你们交给别人，死在十字架上三天复活，他们突然想起来了。And
the angels has reminded, Jesus had told you before in Galilee that he will be delivered to the hands of sinners and crucified 3 days later.
然后你看，当他们想起来的时候，你们看他们的这个改变，他们的朝气，他们就马上回去报告给其他的人听。So
you can see the impact when they remember that, they get up and they go tell others.
当我们让主耶稣基督已经复活这个事实不只是知识。 乃是充满我们的心，成为我们的信心基础，认为在我们每日生困难、记得的时候呢，我们会活出复活的能力，可以行出神的旨意。So
today is not enough that we recognize this as a fact that Jesus has resurrected. We always need to remember and are convinced of the fact that resurrection will give us the power that change our lives and give us the living hope that we will follow Him and please Him.
你看。 耶稣基督的一个门徒，一个使徒保罗。So
let's look at one of the apostle Paul.
他信了耶稣。He
believed in Jesus.
他跟随了耶稣。He
followed Jesus.
神要他成为全世界到各处去传福音。And
God wanted him to be the full-time missionary.
然后他甚至为了福音被抓的关在牢里头。And
he was put in jail because of gospel.
但是在牢里头他不灰心。
But even in the jail, he's not discouraged.
他仍然坚强的信心。
He believed.
他写信给他一个学生提摩太，他怎么样勉励他呢？
So he write a letter to Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章一到九节，他勉励提摩太，你要在基督里刚强起来。
So he said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, said, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that's in Jesus Christ.
你要忠心地教导别人。
And since you have heard me, he says, you need to be present, many witness, in trust to rely on.
你要为你的信仰同受苦难。
And you will join me with the suffering.
你要像一个能够打仗的精兵。
You'll be like a good soldier.
你必须像一个很劳苦的农夫。
You'll be like a neighbor.
你必须像一个很有训练的运动员。
You be like an athlete.
然后他勉励完这个时候，你们回去看圣经提啊，对不起，啊，提摩太后书第二章第九第八节，他说：“当纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。”
So remember Jesus raised from the dead, the descendant of David. This is my gospel.
为什么保罗勉励提摩太说你要怎么样怎么样怎么样之后，他说当纪念主耶稣基督是大卫的后裔，已经从死里复活。
So after all these encouragement words for Timothy, he reminded him not to remember Jesus' resurrection.
可见保罗知道深信耶稣基督已经复活。
So Paul truly believed Jesus is resurrected.
这个事实的影响让他满着他的心的时候，
and the impact of this fills his heart.
他知道提摩太就能够成为一个刚强的基督徒，
and he knows this will help Timothy to be a strong Christian.
所以今天我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的主要目的，我刚刚讲路加福音只是一个引言，其实我要跟他分享说到底耶稣为什么复活，他为我们成就什么。
So today the focus is really why Jesus is resurrected and what does that mean to me.
他到底和我有什么关系？
What's the relationship with me?
为什么我必须让这个事实常常充满我的心？
Why I always have to remember this fact.
这个其实有很多理由。
There are many, many reasons.
但是我今天要挑出四个最重要，耶稣基督复活跟你跟我的关系。
I want to give you four reasons today.
第一个
，First，
耶稣基督复活使我们能够确信他就是神，我们所信的这位教主是神，并且他的话是绝对，他的应许跟话语是绝对可信的。
So his resurrection proved that Jesus is God and his words and the promise are believable.
这个世界上有很多的信仰。
There are many religious in
the world. 有很多的学说。
Many doctrines.
有很多的哲学思想。
Many philosophies.
有很多的心理学说。
Many psychological science.
基本上这些信仰，这些教条，这些宗教也好，哲学也好，都是基本上在教导我们在这个世界怎么样活，活得更有意义，活得更有能力，更有盼望，并且能够活出更好的人，基本上就是这样子。
So most of this is going to teach us how to live a happy life, to have a power to even overcome the difficulty in our lives.
这是很重要，对不对？
Those are important.
当然我们在这个世界生活都会碰到这些困题，到底我怎么样活，活得更好？
We will encounter all difficulties. We need to learn how can we live a happy life. How can we be better?
当然这些宗教，这些信仰呢，都有它好的一面，他们所教导也都多少可以帮助我们。
So these teachings are good and they somewhat also can change our lives.
但是今天我们基督徒可以深信一个不同，就是我们跟随的这位主耶稣基督是真神，是创造宇宙最有大能力的神，他的教导也最正确，并且永远不改变的。
And for us as a Christian, what do we believe is in the true God? What do we believe Jesus is different? What do we believe Jesus created, the God created heaven and earth, and his words and promise are believable?
基督教的信仰跟其他劝人为善，其他的宗教，其他的哲学，其他信的不同地方，就是我们跟随的这位耶稣是真正的神，是 创世以前存在，为了我们到世上来又复活的真神。因此我们知道他的教导是绝对最正确、最有智慧，也可以最长久有效的。
The difference from Christianity to the other religions is because Jesus isn't a true God. He is in the beginning created heaven and earth, and his teaching is believable.
这世界上其他的很多的宗教的教主的发明家的哲学思想家不错，他们的是很聪明，他们教导是很好，也可以帮助我们，但他们都死了。
Many of the founders of the religious in this world, they are smart men, they are very knowledgeable, but unfortunately they are all dead.
他们给我们的智慧也的确短暂有效。
They did give us some of their own wisdom, but it's short-living.
但随着时间，我们发觉一个学说代替另外一个学说。
But as time passed by, we found one religion replacing the other religion.
一种做人，这怎么活的想法，随着时间一代改变一代。
And one teaching for one generation, then the other generation.
但是我们所信的这位耶稣却不一样。
But the one we believe is different.
因为他是真正的神。
Because he's the true God.
他的话语，他的应许是绝对的真理与智慧。
His word and his promise is the truth.
他可以经得起时间的考验。
And he can stand the test of time.
这就是为什么我们基督徒要常常思念。主耶稣基督已经复活了。
So that's why we as a Christian need to always remember the resurrection of Jesus.
刚刚我讲的保罗，你看他坐监的时候
，I just mentioned the Apostle Paul when he's in jail.
他说：“我为这福音的缘故，我为我所信的缘故，我深受苦难。”
He says, "I was suffering because what I believed."
但我不以为耻，福音为耻。
I'm not shameful.
因为我知道我所信的是怎么样，谁。
I know what I believed in.
我深信他能够保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
And also I know, he can hold it to that day.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在这里复活，让我们真是感谢主。
We really thank God for the opportunity.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
That we know what we believed in.
并且我们知道他可以保全我们交托给他的。
And we know that he will hold us to that day.
他意思就是说，我们这一生这样的跟随，这样的有高有低的，不是说基督徒没有高有低的时候，但我们知道，他绝对可以保全我们花的时间，我们花的精力，我们的思想，我们的跟随，绝对不会后悔。等到我们见了主之后，我们绝对不会后悔。
So even though in this life we will have the ups and downs, but one thing is for sure, what we have spent with Jesus, it will never be regretted.
为什么我们要常常纪念主耶稣复活了
？Why we have always to remember Jesus' resurrection？
因为有一个很重要的，因为主耶稣基督已经为我们战胜死亡。
One of the most important things is Jesus conquered death for us.
死亡可以说是人类最大的敌人 ，right？ 对不对
？Death is one of the biggest enemy of the human beings.
有人说年轻时候拼命赚钱啊。
Some people say when we were young, we tried to make another money.
老的时候拼命花钱。
And when we were old, we spend another money.
就是希望能够健康一点。
And we would like to be a little healthy.
可以多活几年。
We can live a couple more years.
可以呢，至少死的时候不要太痛苦。
And when we die, hopefully we don't suffer too much.
很可惜的是，没有一个人可以避免死亡。
But unfortunately, no one can avoid death.
按着命定，人人必有一死。
We are all destined to die.
死后却有怎么样？审判。
And after that, there will be judgment.
在美国，很多人都讲，在美国有两件事不可避免。
Many people say in America, there's two things inevitable.
一个就是一定要交税。
First, you have to pay your tax.
第二个就是你一定会死。
And then you will die.
没有一个人可以不避。面对死亡
，and we all have to face death.
为什么死亡是可怕？因为没有一个人愿意离开他所爱的东西或人。
Why we are so afraid of death? Because
没有一个人愿意把他在这个世界上的成就，我认为最好的，我认为我努力去追求的，不管是爱也好，你家庭的爱，你爱人，或者是你所要留下的功德，或者是你要以为满足我很成功的，你认为最大意义最后完全要没有，没有一个人愿意。
So everyone is afraid of death, mostly because you have to leave the loved one behind. You have to leave.
这个话要面对永恒里头，我到底到哪里去？
And also, you know, you have to wonder, where are you going to spend the eternity?
并且面对永恒之后，到底将来的审判，恶有恶报，善有善报，我的结局是怎么样？没有一个人不惧怕。
And we are all worried and afraid of what will be the judgment for me.
所以你会发觉很多老人家不敢跟他的儿女交代我死后做什么，不敢讲死这个字啊。
So you see many people are afraid of talking about death.
很多老人家到了六十几岁还不帮自己的坟墓先埋好。
And many people when they were 60s, they said, I'm not going to look for the tomb.
因为他怕谈到嘛，因为他怕谈起来。
Because he's worried about the topic.
我遇见一个老人家，他比我大十岁，有七十几岁，七十几岁。
I met an old man who is about 10 years older than I am, 70s.
我问他，因为我知道他其实信耶稣信得很好，然后他也儿女造就很好。我说，哎，你自己把自己坟墓埋好没有？
So I know he believes in God and also he has good children. I ask him, did you choose your tomb yet?
他说没有哎。
He said, not yet.
还没有时间哎。
Well, don't have time yet.
不敢去想哎。
Because I'm worried about
something. 我知道他的儿女都很有成就。
I know his kids are very accomplished kids.
但是最少要有成就，也没有时间帮他解决这些问题。
But even for his kids, they don't have time to taking care of him.
因为你知道我们这一代的下一代都很忙碌的啊。
You know our next generation, they are all very busy.
更何况你死后你家里那些东西啊，谁来帮你整理？
And nobody have time to worry about how.
所以弟兄姐妹，你应该为自己预备怎么样死，跟建筑好好的准备。
So we should think about it and how we prepare for it.
所以我六十岁的时候，我就把自己坟墓先埋好。
So when I was 60, I already picked the place I'm going to be buried.
我甚至要写得很清楚，让我儿女知道将来要葬在什么地方。我六十岁开始把我的书架的书开始丢掉或送给人，因为我怕他们没有时间来整理。
So when I was 60, I read in my own will where I'm going to bury it. I'm starting to clean up my books.
为什么人一再的延迟延迟呢？
But why we all delay thinking about death?
因为他们怕死亡。
Because we're scared.
他们不敢谈。
We don't want to talk about it.
中国人说这个叫做禁忌啊！你讲都讲出来，我骂你，你要打死吗？
It's a taboo. We don't want to talk about it.
所以儿女不敢跟父母讲死。
So the kids don't want to talk to the parents.
怕被父母骂。
And they were worried the parents would.
父母自己怕死，不敢讲，不敢想。
And the parents, because scared, they don't want to talk about it either.
你知道第二次世界大战美国最后一艘沉的战舰是什么？你们知道吧？
Do you know that in the Second World War, what's the last destroyed of a U.S. Navy?
那叫做USS Indianapolis, 就是印第安纳战舰。
So that, no, the last one being destroyed is the USS Indiana.
这个战舰沉的时候，本来上面有900人，最后只有300个人活着。
So when it's destroyed and sink into the sea, only 300 out of 900 people survived.
在活的人其中有一个人名字叫做 Edgar Harrow. Edgar Harrow.
So there's a person called Edgar.
他曾经回忆他当初最后那个船沉的剩下300人的光景。
So he remembered when the ship is sinking, there's only 300 survivors.
然后他的儿子叫做 David Harrow 呢，就写一本书，最后的战舰。
And his son write a book, The Last Vessel.
他的儿子在这本书的结论就是说，在那个时候呢，没有一个无神论者。
So at that point, there's no one says I don't believe God.
我们当中可能有很多认为不可能有神。
And some of us maybe here thinking I don't think there's a God.
我不管怎么样，反正我死了就没有了。
Hey, if I die, then I died.
但是当你临到那一刻的时候，没有一个人敢讲。没有神。
But when you truly face the death, no one says there's no God.
他看到那最后五天船慢慢沉下去的时候，船上的人很多人是饥饿、干渴，快要渴死。
So when they see the ship sinking, many of them are very, very thirsty.
原来被大炮打到的身上的伤越来越严重，已经快面临死亡。
And they were hurt during the war because of the wounds.
看到有些人在那边。残言的时候，鲨鱼过来就把人吞掉的时候
，And they see some of the people in the sea being eaten by the shark.
没有一个人在那个时刻说没有神。
Nobody at that point says there's no God.
耶稣基督为我们复活，成就一个就是要解决你和我人生最大的敌人、最大的惧怕，那就是死亡的事情。
Jesus' resurrection is really to help you and me to conquer the death.
为什么耶稣来到世上？
Why Jesus come to this earth?
除了他为代替你的罪死在十字架上, 他自己成为血肉之体,
Besides he come to the earth to pay for your sin and my sin, he become a human.
他成为真正的人,
he become true human.
他经历真正的死亡,
he will face the true death.
他从死亡坟墓里复活,
and he will raise again.
他主要的目的要败坏那个死人因为罪, 在这个世界上必须面临死亡那个魔鬼，他要败坏那个魔鬼的权势。
He wants to defeat the devil who has no control.
他希望我们这里每一个人要能够不要因为一生成为死亡的奴隶。
He wants to set us free, not in the bondage of afraid of death.
为什么可以这样子？
How can he do that?
因为圣经告诉我们哥林多前书15章21节，基督已经复活了，那个成为我们每一个人。 将来死我会死的人的出属的果子。
In 1 Corinthians 15, 20-21, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
我们都是亚当的后代，在亚当里每个人都会面对死亡。
We are all descendants of Adam, for since the death comes through one man.
但对于接受耶稣基督救恩的人，在基督里的人也都要复活。
And whoever believes in Jesus will also resurrected with Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督为什么复活？他在告准备将来我们要复活。
His resurrection is really prepare us for in the future that we will resurrected as well.
为什么要常常纪念主耶稣？
Why we always need to remember
resurrection? 他从死里复活。
That his resurrection.
因为你会知道你将来也会复活。
You know, one day, you will be resurrected as well.
我们有死亡不可怕。
I'm not saying, you know, death is not bad.
但是我们基督徒可以在面对死亡的时候可以安然, 并且有信心可以面对将来, 我们不会绝望。
We are not saying we are not afraid of death, but we have the hope.
为什么要纪念主耶稣基督复活?
Why we need to remember Jesus' resurrection?
还有一个原因, 他要给我们一个真正有能力的盼望, 圣经叫活泼的盼望。
Because he wants to give us a living hope.
我们基督徒不只是说, 将来会复活。
The Christian, we Christian, not only we were resurrected,
但更重要的是, 我们复活在一个不像今天这个有问题的世界里头。
But we were resurrected in a much better place.
我们不会复活在一种环境仍然有罪恶的污染。
And in that new heaven, new earth, there's no evil.
或者是还有哀哭,
there's no tears.
或者是还有痛苦,
without pain.
圣经把我们将来复活的新世界叫新天新地。
And in the Bible, in the Revelation, it calls new heavens and new earth.
启示录21章3到4节说, 神最后他的帐幕要在我们中间,
So Revelation 21, 3 and 4 says, God's dwelling place is among the people.
神要亲自做我们的神, 我们要做他的子民。
We will be his people and he will be our God.
神要擦去我们一切的眼泪,
he will wipe everything.
不再有死亡,
and there's no more death.
不再有悲哀,
there's no more mourning.
不再有哭嚎,
there's no crying or pain.
这真的是一个很让我们 有盼望的，很喜乐的盼望。
That's really a living hope for all of us.
彼得前书第一章第四节，我们得到那个是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，在天上为我们存留的基业。
In Peter, 1 Peter 1:4 says, "We will go into the inheritance that never perish, spoil, or fade. The inheritance is kept in heaven for you."
你看，不能玷污啊，不会因为现在世界上的罪的经济战争、国与国战争、人与人争执挣扎、家庭问题都不会再有，不会玷污。
You will never be perished.
并且不会衰残，不会那种美丽是一直留在那里的。不会说啊，我今天很高兴，第二天就没有，也不会说那个环境会像现在的世界越来越 decay， 不会。And
it will never spoil, not like this word, since it has getting bad, it become worse.
是多么的真实，耶稣复活在跟我们保证这个事实。And
Jesus' resurrection promised that.
当我们如果常常纪念主耶稣基督复活的时候呢？
When we always remember Jesus' resurrection,
你会像彼得前书1章3节，彼得他就充满着赞美神、感恩。他说：“颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。”
You will be like Peter in 1 Peter 1:3 says, Praise be to the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他照自己的大怜悯,
in His great mercy,
借着耶稣基督死而复活,
He has given us new birth,
重生我们,
into a new hope,
叫我们有一种 living hope, 活泼的盼望,
into a living hope through the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹, 活泼这个字不是禁止了, living, 你们都是英文叫 living, 就是有能力的, 像希伯来书四章讲, 神的, 话是活泼有功效的，活的有活泼有功效的，我们这个常常纪念耶稣基督复活的人，这个信心，这个事实会提醒你，然后会有功效，会让你生命充满着赞美、能力、感恩。
So the living hope is really something inside us, give us the ability that we'll praise the Lord, that we have an ability to live the life Jesus asked us to live.
然后他会帮助你胜过困难苦难。
And it will help you to conquer the difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，其实苦难呢，每一个人都会有，不管基督徒、非基督徒，在世上都会有苦难。
In this world, we will all encounter suffering.
弟兄姐妹，你知道苦难最大的痛苦在哪里？
What's in the worst suffering?
你说死，死就死了嘛，对不对？
Well, you said death.
那你说好痛，哎呀，我车祸痛，很痛。
Maybe painful.
或者我很失业，我失业。
I'm unemployed.
或者我的家庭关系搞得一团糟，没有怎么办？
Bad family relationship.
这个我承认是很大的痛苦。
And I acknowledge those are all suffering.
那我问你们。 苦难困难最大的痛苦在哪里？
But I want to ask, what's the worst of the worst?
你有没有想过问题？所有的苦难最大的痛苦在哪里？
Of all,
no way to 很好，就是绝望。
The worst is really without hope.
就是一点对将来一点期望盼望都没有，那个人等于就没有办法再活下去，因为你整个人生你就绝望，就是没有意思，没有将，没有解 ，no way to end, that's right, 没有 solution.
When there's no end, when there's no hope, you cannot see any future, so you cannot face tomorrow.
所以我每天早上起来我看报纸，我很伤心，为了看到美国比较少，因为美国是一个县，我看到在中国广州也好，在很台湾也好，香港也好。
So every morning when I see the newspaper, I see a lot of bad news. I saw many people suffer in this world. We see people, they commit suicide with their children. And some of them jump off the So one of the story in Taiwan, he actually committed suicide with the kids in the garage and turned on the gas stove.
我讲过去年我到温州宣教。
And last year I was in Wenzhou.
林姐姐妹跟她的朋友告诉我一个事实。
A friend of Sister Lin Jie tell me a fact.
她说她每天看那个温州报纸，已经不要看了，每天都有生意人就跳楼自杀。
You see, there are many, many businessmen in Wenzhou. They just commit suicide.
她不要看了。
He said, I can't even read.
为什么？因为她经她的苦难，她经历起这个失业或者生意失败是很痛苦，我了解。但最大的痛苦，她就是绝望。
Even though the loss in the job, loss money is a suffering, but the worst of the worst is there's no hope.
所以我们基督徒很感谢神，你知道吗？
So we Christians really need to thank.
耶稣基督复活的目的就是要让你真实的有一个活、有能力的盼望。
And Jesus' resurrection really gave us the living hope.
是的，这个世界上我们会有失败，会有劳苦，做会有困难，会有身体不健康，甚至于造成我们物质缺乏，各方我都了解，也是的确需要帮助，需要解决。
In this world, we'll conquer many, many difficulties, pains, pressures. We know those things, we need to get a resolution.
但是最大的帮助你先必须要有一个盼望。
But the biggest help comes with the hope in Jesus.
所以哥林多后书四章讲说，我们可以不上胆。
So in 2 Corinthians
第四章,
chapter 4,
我们可以不上胆，基督徒有信心的基督徒常常知道耶稣基督复活要带来什么，让这个思想充满你的，他可以不上胆。
Says we do not need to lose heart.
他虽然外体会毁坏，虽然会不健康，会衰败。
So outwardly we are wasting away.
但他的内心却一天心思怎么样？ 一天,
but yet inwardly we are being renewed.
因为他知道是个短暂自战自清的苦楚,
for the night and the momentary troubles.
其实要成就我们的无比 永远的荣耀。
Achieving for us eternal glory.
我们现在顾念的不是所看得见的，顾念所不见的。
So we should fix our eyes not on the things we seen, but not the things we unseen.
感谢神，他又一个是 fix our eye on eternity, on 神耶稣基督复活要给我们带来的将来。
So we need to fix our eyes to the eternity, to the future.
当你这样的时候，你的生命不一样。
And when you can think up, when you can do that, your life will change.
C.S. Lewis, 一个很有名的基督徒作家这样写。
C.S. Lewis has said this.
如果你注视天堂，因为耶稣基督，你注视天堂及将来的荣耀，你会得到天堂跟现在地上的祝福。
So if you focus on heaven, you will get both heaven and earth.
但是如果你只是注视地上，
But if you only focus on earth,
你会失去天堂跟现在地上的祝福。
You will lose both earth and heaven.
感谢神。
Thank God.
圣经鼓励我当纪念主耶稣基督复活。
Bible encourages us to remember Jesus' resurrection.
因为他要给我们一个那个真正的活的有能力的盼望。
Because he will give us a living hope.
第四个，为什么要常常纪念主耶稣基督复活呢？
And number four, why we need to remember Jesus?
就是当这样的时候，你可以面对神将来公义审判。
Because that will help you to face the judgment day.
在那个神将来的公义审判的时候，你可以不被定罪。
When the righteous judgment day of the God comes, that you will not be condemned.
但是这种不被定罪，造成你生命中的力量平安，是从现在就开始的。
But that gives you the peace from now.
你知道为什么耶稣基督要复活吗？
Do you know why Jesus?
很多人说当然嘛，我知道他要证明他是神啊。你们都知道耶稣复活最主要的证明他是神。我刚刚已经第一点讲了，确信他是神，并且他的话是可信的。
First, he need to show he's God.
但是还有一个更重要的。
But more importantly,
神要让你有坦然的、有信心的面对神将来的审判。
God wants you to have the peace.In your heart and the confidence that you can face the judgment day in the future.
你知道上帝啊，三位一体的神把将来对人类的审判的这个权柄交给耶稣，所以他必须复活。他复活是准备将来对人类一个公义的审判。
And in the future, when the judgment day comes, Father judges no one but entrusts Jesus for the judgment.
你看约翰福音第五章二十节、二十二节说，父爱子，圣父爱他的儿子耶稣基督。
And on John 5:20-22,
所以圣父把他所要做的救恩救赎的工作都向耶稣显明，将一切事的向他显明。
For the Father loves the Son, show him all he does.
圣父神，三位的神可以叫人从死里复活，他照样要随时的医治的意思，让主耶稣基督也有让人从死里复活的这种权柄。
For just as the Father can raise the dead.And gives them life, even so, Son gives life to whom he is pleased.
记住，约翰福音五章二十二节，父不审判什么人？你看，连圣父都不审判人，来将审判的权柄交给谁呀？交给他的儿子。
John 5:22. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
很多人呢都说，哎呀，神是爱我们，怎么要审判呢？太过分了一点了。
Many people said, if God loves us, why he has to set up the judgment day?
因为你不知道什么叫做真正的爱。
Because you don't know what's the true love.
你不知道什么叫真正的救赎的意义。
You don't know,
拯救的意义。
You don't know what's true salvation.
我问你们，如果神让你上天堂，然后天堂以后还有玷污，还有罪恶，还有哀哭痛苦，那你要不要去天堂？
If in the heaven, God announced on a,Since heaven on the earth in the heaven, then you don't want to go to heaven.
如果将来的新天新地新世界仍然有战争，仍然有人与人之间的不和，仍然有家庭中的不和睦，仍然有这个世界的争夺，我问你，你愿意要有那个？你愿意到那个地方？跟现在有什么不同？
If in the new heaven, new earth, just like the earth, they have the war, they have the Christ.
所以出于神的爱，他必须在将来给我们的将来的世界，新天新地，必须除去所有的死亡、罪恶、玷污、哀哭痛，他必须要除去。
So because God loves, He wants to remove all those iniquities in the heaven.
所以神的审判是出于爱。
So God's judgment is because of His love.
他第一次耶稣第一次来是为了拯救人，让人有机会悔改，接受他的救恩。
And Jesus' first coming is really give us an opportunity.
在最后的救恩要成就，要让这个新天新地，我们将来的世界没有哀哭、没有痛苦、苦难的世界。这时候他必须做一个分别，罪恶与没有罪，因为所有的困难都是罪来的。他必须做一个罪与没有罪之间的分别。
And when the final judgment day comes, he needs to separate the good versus evil.
他必须做一个善与恶之间的区分。
He needs to separate from the good deeds versus bad deeds.
他的爱跟他的拯救才能够完全的实现。
And at that point, his love and his salvation will be accomplished.
耶稣基督为什么死我复活？因为父神要把他审判的权柄给他。
And Jesus' resurrection is God wanting to give the judgment power to Jesus.
希伯来书第九章二十七到二十八，按着命定，人人必有一死，死后有审判。
In Hebrews 9:27-28, just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
他说，像这样基督一次被献，他一次为我们罪死在十字架上，乃是承担多人的罪。
So Christ would sacrifice once to take away the sins of many.
然后他要向等候他的人第二次显现，就是他再来的时候。
And he will appear the second time. He will come back.
那时候他对信他的人与罪无关。
And then he will bring salvation to those who believe in him.
很多人说这不公平。
And some people say this is not fair.
你们信耶稣基督将来审判的时候跟罪无关，这什么神啊？这不公义的神。
Well, says you believe in God, so you will not be condemned during the judgment day.
还没有信主的朋友，你一定会这样想：你们基督徒照样做坏事嘛？你们是什么基督徒？什么教会？你们什么将来不必为罪被审判？这什么神啊
？Many people who not yet know God says, "So I see a lot of Christians do bad things."
No,
that's not fair.
这是完全的公平跟公义。
But the truth is, God is fair.
因为没有一个人可以达到神的标准，每一个人按照命令必有审判，每一个人必须面对永死。
Because none of us can meet God's expectation.
耶稣出来的时候，每一个人必定面对永死。
So we all have to face eternal.
每一个人必要面对永远的没有爱、没有真爱、没有跟神隔离。
And if you don't know God, you are eternally separate from God.
每个人在永恒里都必须常常被罪恶感、被羞耻感烧脑他的心。
And you will be suffered because of the guilt in your conscience.
每个人在永恒里都必常常被他的天生的罪性骚扰他，在那个世界不可能完全的世界。
And in that, if you don't know Jesus, you will suffer.
这就是为什么耶稣道士他要把这个白白恩典每一个人很公平的，因为每一个人都没有能力自救，他必须。神就是爱，他必须除掉罪恶，他必须先来把这个恩典给你。只是你自己不要而已。
So God is fair. God really give us the choice that we can choose to accept Him or not.
所以，我们当中的朋友们，你千万不要说这不公平。你有机会，他给你，他给每一个人。
So I encourage everyone here. You have your chance.
耶稣基督为什么复活？这是我们一定要接受。还没有信主要接，我们信主要常常思想。
For Jesus' resurrection, we need to always remember.
因为他会给你一种。跌倒失败的时候一定可以站起来的机会。
He will give you the opportunity even after you fall.
他会给你一个信心可以面对失败。
He will give you the confidence that you can face the failure.
你犯罪之后你失败之后你绝对可以站起来。
Even when you fall, you will be able to stand up.
因为你可以面对将来公义的审判。
You can face the judgment day.
你不会被定罪。
You will not be condemned.
现在从现在开始，你接受耶稣，你就永远不被定罪。
If you accept Jesus now, you will never be having the condemnation.
罗马书第八章第六，在基督里就不被定罪了。
So for all those who are in Jesus, you are
no condemnation.
Is not there's no condemnation.
感谢主，这就是为什么耶稣基督要复活。
Thank God, that's the reason why Jesus is resurrected.
你说那耶稣那么麻烦，为什么复活？他死就已经代替我的罪死了吗？为什么复活
？That's another work to do. He died on the cross for my sin.
他不要复活，我也很感谢他了，我也很感谢他了。
Even if he doesn't come back and resurrected, still thank him.
不，耶稣对你的称义，对你的赦免的罪，不止他要代替你的罪，他成为人代替你的罪死，他还要复活才能完成这个称义的工作、赦免的工作。
But for the redemptive work, Jesus not only have to die on the cross for your sin, but has to resurrected.
你说为什么呢
？Why?
因为他成为人为你死，代表他成为为罪献祭，为我们的罪献祭，把自己献为赎罪祭。 所以他必须代替我们成为罪人，把自己代替我们的罪献给神。
So first of all, as he comes to this earth as a human, not as a sacrificial lamb, but to pay for our sin.
他必须复活。
He also has to resurrect.
神必须要让他复活。
And God will need him to resurrect.
代表神对他这个完美的祭的接纳。
And this is God's acceptance of this blameless sacrificial lamb.
我问你啊，我送兵弟兄，我送给你礼物，你不讲谢谢的话，我会有什么感受啊？
If I give you a gift and you never say thank you, how do I feel?
大概礼物不够好啊。
You would say, well, maybe that gift is not good enough for you.
不够贵重。
Maybe it's not the
不够尊重我，对不对？耶稣基督自己将祭物献给神，神说 ，OK， 我完全接纳你。然后你现在复活，代表神完全接纳这个完美的祭。
So when Jesus died on the cross, that's a gift, and God accepted.
所以我们才有信心，很把握的知道，从现在开始。过去的罪，现在的罪，将来的罪，神完全赦免。
So we have an assurance, all our sins, whether it's in the past or is now in the future, they are all forgiven.
所以罗马书五章二十五节才这样讲。
So in the Romans 5:25,
他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
So Jesus, he was delivered over to death for our sins.
复活要叫我们称义。
And was raised to life for our justification.
所以弟兄姐妹，你必须不只是耶稣的死充满你的心而感恩，你必须知道耶稣的复活，你觉得他最大的确据，你永远不会被定罪。
So not only you need to remember Jesus pay for our sin, but His resurrection give us an assurance that we will not be condemned.
那我们当中还没有信主的朋友，一定有一个问题了。
And for some of people here that does not know God, you may have a question.
这是什么神呢？
So what kind of God is
this? 这是什么信仰啊？
What kind of belief is it?
他是不是要鼓励我们就常常犯罪，反正永远不被定罪啊？
Does that mean they actually can encourage us to commit sin because it doesn't matter?
反正将来不被定罪。
Because we're guaranteed we will not be
have condemnation. 我多娶几个太太也没有关系。
Maybe I can have several wives.
我开车开一个超速也没有关系啊。
Maybe speeding is not a big deal.
不是这个意思。
That's not how Bible teaches.
约翰一书二章一节，小子们，我记载这些数，是不是要叫你们犯罪
？In the John, First John, chapter 2 verse 1, this is not to say that we Christians can be intentionally and deliberately.
一个真正知道神这么爱他，知道神为他付出这么代价的人，他不应该也不会。
So someone who truly knows the price Jesus paid for us, you will never be intentionally, deliberately to commit sin.
但是今天在我们这个世界上，我们还没有完全脱离那个原来的罪的那个罪性。
But we're still in this world. We're still under the bondage.
所以我们有时若有人犯罪啊，有时还是会跌倒。
And sometimes we still fall. We still make mistakes.
在父那里有一个中保，就是耶稣。
But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ.
感谢神，这位耶稣就是那个中保。我们的每次我们失败跌倒，我们诚心认罪悔改，他就在父神面前帮我们辩护。
Anyone who commits sin, thank God that Jesus is there to help us.
所以我们才可以今天很有确信的，没有被定罪的感。
So that we can have your assurance today.
对我们当中还没有信主的朋友
，For some of you who did not know God yet，
我觉得这是一个很好的消息对你来说。
I think this is really good news。
我们每一个人真的都会面对死亡。
We all have to face death。
你的盼望在哪里
？Where's your hope？
你的惧怕怎么解决
？How do you face your fear？
你可以面对将来的审判吗
？Can you face the judgment day？
你要面对那个不认识这位爱我们的真神、不享受神的救恩的人，你愿意面对的永恒里头长的永死吗
？Are you going to face the eternal death？
你要一直在永恒里头，你的灵魂活在一种孤独、与神隔离，没有那个绝对的爱，并且永远让你过去的那种罪恶感、羞耻感一直骚扰你，几万年永恒都在骚扰你，那这种痛苦吗？
Are you willing to face the eternal separation of God, never feel loved and tortured all the time inside by your sin and shame?
我要说我们可以不必这样子。
We said that as a Christian, we don't need to do that.
因为耶稣基督复活要叫你称义。
Because Jesus' resurrection justifies us.
这个机会是公平的。
And this is a fair play.
这绝对公义。
And this is righteous as well.
因为它给每一个人。
Because it's for everybody.
我们每一个人都需要。
And we all need it.
这就是为什么我们今天有七位姐妹她们接受耶稣做她们的救主。
Thank God we have seven sisters today accept Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord.
在今天这个复活节。
And today as the Easter Sunday.
耶稣基督复活这个事实不只是一次性的再度充满我们的心。
So Jesus' resurrection is not just to fill our heart this once.
在我们的日常生活里头，我不敢讲每日哈，所以我要跟弟兄姐妹，当你面对到失望啊，每个人人都有失望，当你遇到苦难，当你遇到不公义，当你看到罪恶的时候，你必须让这个耶稣基督复活再度放在你的心中。
When we face the difficulty, when we face the challenge and the unfairness in this world, you need to fill your heart with the fact
that 这个真的很重要啊！我刚刚讲的面对苦难的能力，面对不公平也是我们受苦一个很，你看到这，看到不公平，你说人比人气死人，对不对？你气死。And
oftentimes we said when we compare one another, we see unfairness and we are.
甚至你发觉不信神的人，在这个世界上有时候还比较成功。
And unfortunately, some of the people who do not believe God
are successful.
And also some Christians says, I work very hard and I don't make another money.
你碰到不公平的老板你会气死,
and when you face a boss that's not fair, you're very angry. And typically, what's our reflection when we see unfairness?
撒旦用那个机会让你成为罪人。
And the devil will use that opportunity to make you a sinner.
因为当你看到不公平的遭遇，第一个你会生气，第二个你会想报复，对不对？你会想报复。When you
see the unfairness, first you get angry, and then you want revenge.
你会嫉妒，
and you get jealous.
甚至不能掌握自己的情绪的人，会用不好的方法去伤害对方，这很正常。And
some people who cannot control their emotion, they're going to try to hurt the other people.
我问他那时候谁得胜？那时候谁得胜？
And who wins at that situation?
Evil, 撒旦罪恶得胜。
It's the Satan, it's the evil actually wins.
但是当你想到耶稣基督复活，将来有一个审判。
But when you think of Jesus' resurrection, you know there is a judgmental day.
你比较能够把这个事情交给主。
And you can hand this into the hands of God.
你会用恩典，甚至会用恩典去待对方。
And you can even pray for us because of the grace of God.
这是一种福音的生活。
And this is the way that the gospel is spreading as well.
看到受害的人，你不只不会报，你还会看到真相，看到神的盼望，给他，因为想到神也给他机会，你还会饶恕他，还会让他去，还会帮助他。这是福音的生活。
And this is the gospel living in our heart. You will forgive him, and you will leave it to the hands of God.
信福音不是只有一次的事。
So believing the gospel is not just a one-time deal.
我们要活出福音的生命。
We need to have it show up in our daily lives.
纪念主耶稣复活，常常充满你心，就是活出福音的生命的一部分。
So always remember Jesus' resurrection. That's part of your daily life.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
我很希望我们当作还没有信主的朋友，下次受洗的机会，你能够接受耶稣做你的救主，并且做见证。
And hope if any one of you here did not know God, next time when the baptized come, you will accept Jesus as.
我可以保证你，因为我信主已经很多年，27岁信主，现在已经60几岁的人，并且还在服侍。我可以保证你会活出一种很喜乐、平安、很有能力的生命。
I can guarantee you, I have known Lord for the 40 since I was 27. He will change your life.
常常活在一种很有肯定。 很有盼望，很有被爱，并且可以活出主耶稣神的那种爱，那种赦免人，那种有恩慈的生命。
After you come to Jesus, your life will be changed. You will become a new man. You can feel the love. You can feel the peace in your heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，孩子，谢谢你，谢谢你，今天我们能够再度在这里来思想主耶稣你复活对我们的意义。是的，你这么样的爱我们。 你为了我们的罪交给人，你复活要我们称义。谢谢你赐给我们那个又真又实又有能力的盼望。谢谢你，你让我们能够面对人生最大的敌人、最大的惧怕，就是死亡。谢谢你，你让我们常常活在平安，知道永远不会被你定罪。我们向你感恩，把我们当中还没有信主的朋友，这时候交给你。求主你自己亲自带领他们，求主你的圣灵保惠师常常感动他们，让他们勇于接受你这样。 大好的福音，大好的救恩，成为新造的人。这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。